I'm speaking with Megan Trigg. And Megan, I understand that you have been assisting the Higginsville Library with a new Racing to Read grant that they have received. And this grant is to help parents and children engage in early reading. And can you just explain how important it is for young children to be immersed in literacy as early as possible?
The grant is specifically for children birth through preschool. We want them to get excited about reading. They're not learning to actually read at this point, but getting them interested in literacy so they will utilize their local library more often. Teaching parents how to share skills with their children. It can be as easy as talking to your baby, singing songs, singing rhyming songs, reading books at nighttime and getting in that routine and the habit with children.
All right. Now, I understand the library has been able to acquire some new books from this grant. Now, Megan, can you tell us what type of, as far as subject matter or age specific, the types of books that the Higginsville Library has been able to obtain because of this grant?
They were able to purchase books for that age range from birth through preschool. So some of the books are more appropriate for, you know, 3 and 4 year olds, and we're able to buy some of the board books that the little babies and even the 1 and 2 year olds like to flip through. Several of the books that I've read and worked with focus on word sounds, which is really important as children are learning to read and we're getting interested in reading and learning to talk and communicate, like rhyming and repetition and kind of a sing-songy type of book too.
Absolutely, yes, because the more sing-songy sounding that, you know, words are, the easier it is for little minds to actually remember those.
Right. Toddlers, they'll have their book that they want to listen to and have read to them every night, and that's a good thing. It's okay to not switch it up and keep reading that favorite book to them.
Exactly. Now, I understand also that the library is going to be offering some sessions for their parents and their little ones. And can you just tell us what the dates and times are for those? And do families need to pre-register for these literacy nights?
There is absolutely no pre-registration. We have had the literacy nights in June and July. So we actually have two more in August, and that would be August 12th. And this will be at the library. It's at 6 p.m. There will be a meal provided. And August 19th, and this will also be at 6 p.m. with the meal provided, and it's at the Grace Methodist Church in Higginsville.
All right. Now, Megan, what can parents expect to take away from these sessions as far as helping engage their young children and instilling a sense of inquiry that, you know, may spark a lifelong desire for learning and reading?
Really simple strategies like singing and rhyming, telling stories with kids, teaching that the love of books, the interest, talking to your kids, playing with letters, and a free book. Every session, parents, it's one per family, are able to take home one of the book titles that was introduced with Racing to Read.
Megan, before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to add about the Little Readers Program or anything else that you know of that may be going on at the Higginsville Library that you would like the listeners to know about?
Well, the Higginsville Library, well, goodness, I have children myself, and for as long as I can remember, we've had a story time. During the summer, it's earlier on Thursdays, and in the fall, it will continue on Thursdays at, I believe, 4 o'clock. I have to double-check with Tina. And so I'm accustomed to that program, and my 8-year-old daughter loves going where we have a story time. Usually somebody in the community will read to the children and then work on an activity or craft with them. But with this, the Learning to Read program, we were able to have a separate session for the younger kids for birth through preschool. And it's been really fun. This is new for everybody, new for me. I'm used to teaching reading to middle school children. And we've had more age-appropriate books and shorter reading and then more getting up and moving and activities. And the kids are having a great time. I hope we can continue and definitely do it next summer. The moms that are bringing their kids and some grandmas have enjoyed just talking to each other and communicating with each other, talking about what their kids and grandkids are doing and getting interested in the library and interested in reading.
Absolutely. And I also understand that it really helps spark the children's creativity and imaginations whenever you make a really big deal, like as far as, you know, if the little ones are like, if they're learning sight words like the, if, and, or so, you know, simple words like that, and you make a big deal like, oh my God, you just recognized the word, that it really also helps instill that love of being able to learn and eventually read on their own as well.
Oh, absolutely. Children love recognition as well as as you know, younger children, older children, and adults. One thing we're focusing on too, those sight words are great as kids are working with their parents and moving towards school age. But when we come across words or reading that a child might not be familiar with, that's okay to go ahead and still introduce them to those more difficult words and talk about how they can figure out what the word means too.